We started out the show talking about who's going to be the breakout player for the Buffalo Bills, and we were all over the place. A lot of different suggestions via phone and via Twitter. I suggested Aaron Williams as a potential to be a breakout star in the National Football League. Others had other names, Robert Woods. A lot of people say E.J. Manuel. In fact, Daniel Welch tweets in, everyone mentioned by others in this post would be nice if they step up. But seriously, E.J. needs to be that guy, period. Yeah, well, you can't argue with that. We've said it 100 times on this show. E.J. Manuel needs to be good for the Bills to be good this year. John Kinney, as far as a breakout player, tweets Bryce Brown. Bobby Chandler tweets in Booby Dixon. We're going to hear from Booby Dixon a little bit later on this hour. Jay West tweets, I would argue that Aaron Williams had a breakout year last year. This year, my eyes are on Woods and Roby. So people all over the place as far as who would be the breakout player for the Buffalo Bills this year. Who's going to be a potential superstar, maybe a secret superstar for the 2014 Bills? Well, the analytics folks at ProFootballFocus.com have gone through the league team by team and named their secret superstars. The man who did it for the Buffalo Bills roster joins us live on the line right now. Pete Demolitis is a Pro Football Focus analyst and writer. Pete, thank you very much for being on the air with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me on again, John.
Yeah, it's good to be with you. Yeah, we've kept people in suspense about your secret superstar. So now, for the last hour, we haven't let the cat out of the bag, but who would you name on behalf of Pro Football Focus as the secret superstar on the Buffalo Bills roster, Pete?
Well, so in our secret superstar series, we're looking for under-the-radar guys who, basically anyone outside of the local fan base really wouldn't recognize, and guys who also had the potential after playing maybe a lesser role last season we saw some good signs for and that they can capitalize on if they are put into a bigger role. So for the Bills this year, that's Nigel Bradham for us.
Nigel Bradham.
Yes. So, and he showed a good amount this year and actually not a ton of snaps that make me think that if he can beat out some of the bigger guys that they have on the roster for that strong side linebacker spot, he could really make some noise this season.
Nigel Bradham surprised me, I have to say, Pete, because he only got two starts last year, second year in the league. But the one thing that didn't surprise me, and the one thing you picked up in your analytics site, is that Bradham had his best games at the end of last year, didn't he?
He did, yeah. He finished the season really strong. He actually had a rough start. He had a tough time getting into the games, but he actually finished with positive grades in five of his last six games, and it was a pretty good sign from us that he has some momentum going into this offseason. He actually has some momentum heading into last offseason as well and kind of got derailed, so we're hoping that the same thing doesn't happen this time.
As he moves into this his third year in the league, Nigel Bradham is going to move into his third defense in the NFL. Does that factor into it at all, do you think, as far as he might be a better fit for what Jim Schwartz has in mind here in Buffalo?
I think so. The one thing that I like about Bradham is I feel like he can fit in either a 3-4 or 4-3 defense, and I definitely think he could be a solid 4-3 strong side linebacker. What we saw most from him this season, actually, is that he really has a fearlessness when it comes to attacking the run, especially at the point of attack. So we would see oftentimes where there'd be a lead blocker, a fullback coming into the hole to clear the way, and Brad would get in there and he would stonewall him and blow up the entire play. So I like that a lot from him. And basically, by the end of the season, despite only playing a quarter of the snaps of a lot of other guys like Pico Alonso and Mario Williams, he actually had the best run defense grade of any linebacker on the Bills roster, and actually the eighth best run defensive grade of any inside linebacker in the entire NFL. And that's pretty incredible for a guy who played 26% of his team snaps.
Yeah, that number surprised me. And you and the analytics folks at Pro Football Focus gave him a run defense grade of plus 6.3. What goes into that, and how do we interpret that grade, Pete?
So basically, we're looking at every player on every play, and particularly run plays. There's a lot of work you can do that doesn't necessarily get attributed just to the tackler. So I saw a lot of times where Bradham would go in there, and like I said, he would kind of muddy up the point of attack where he would take on a lead blocker and sort of force the guy outside. So he wouldn't actually make the tackle, So he wouldn't get a tackle. He wouldn't get a defensive stop in the stat sheet, but he would get a plus 0.5 or a plus 1 for that play because, you know, he bounced the runner to the outside, and then a guy like Pico Alonso came in and cleaned up the mess, and that was a good play, and it wouldn't have happened without Bradham contributing. So, you know, the way we do that is we're giving a positive negative grades on every play. We're normalizing for the number of snaps they played. So for him to get such a high grade on such a low amount of snaps is very impressive.
And Nigel Bradham, it turns out, doesn't miss many tackles. Your analytics show that as well, huh, Pete?
Yeah, he's actually only missed 6 tackles in his 2-year career out of 86 attempts. And, you know, when you add that up, his tackle rate is actually one of the top 10 for linebackers as well. So, you know, granted, it's not as much snaps as some other guys, but, you know, he's a very sure tackler. You know, one thing I actually also saw from him is he's got some pretty good coverage skills as well this year. He was also top 10 in yards allowed per coverage snap. So that's kind of that. You remember last offseason, Buddy Nix may have mentioned that Bradham could be that 3-down linebacker. And I think seeing some of those coverage grades as well makes you think that he can be more than just that run stopper. He can play on third down.
We're on the line with Pete Demolaitis. He's a Pro Football Focus analyst and writer, and he names linebacker Nigel Bradham as his secret superstar for the 2014 Bills. When you talk about Bradham taking on blockers at the point of attack and making plays, you actually, in a very real way, illustrated that using video of the Bills game against the Steelers last year. Talk about that play and what you saw in that play, if you would, Pete.
Yeah, so that play was the typical where the Steelers blocked that perfectly. And, you know, they had a fullback right in there to take account for Bradham. And then, you know, when the fullback, you know, kicked out Bradham, and that was his man, that's who he was gunning for, then the guard was going to pull around and he was going to take out the safety. And it looked like it could have been a big play for the Steelers. But what Bradham did is he hit the fullback and stonewalled him so hard that basically the guard couldn't even get around him to the point where he not only stopped his blocker, but he stopped another blocker from getting to the safety. So, and to top it all off, he actually got a hand on the running back too, started pushing him back, and then the safety, who the guard was supposed to originally pick up, came in and helped out, and they drove him back for a couple yard loss. So that's the kind of thing that I think the difference between a guy like Bradham and a guy like Kiko Alonso. Kiko Alonso is a lot of effort. He's a lot of speed. He's going to run all over the place, fly in there, make tackles, you know, throw his body around. Bradham's more of the stout run defender who's going to just kind of take on the blocker and not try to run around him, and oftentimes he won't even get the tackle, but because of his physicalness, physicality, he was able to, you know, help the play regardless.
Hey, Pete, I hear your reasons for naming Nigel Bradham your secret superstar, but this is what strikes me. There's, you know, the Bills have added a couple linebackers, Brandon Spikes and Keith Rivers. They drafted Preston Brown. They're switching to maybe more of a 4-3 look. I wonder if Nigel Bradham will see the field much more than he saw last year. There's competition there now.
And you know, I saw when I posted the article, I saw some people mention, oh, you know, Nigel Bradham could even be a roster cut this offseason. And, you know, they're not crazy for thinking that because he's got a lot of competition out there. You mentioned Brandon Spikes. Kiko Alonso is obviously locked into starting spots. Keith Rivers as well is kind of that same mold as Bradham. He's a strong side run stopping linebacker. Even guys like Manny Watson and their third round pick Preston Brown. You're thinking, you know, this is sort of the same situation when we named Alex Carrington the secret superstar last year. He showed a lot of potential, but he had a lot of guys to beat out, and you knew he was probably going to start over a guy like Kyle Williams or Marcel Darius. But what I mentioned before is that seeing Bradham's coverage skills as well, where he was no slouch, and seeing, you know, his reliability as a tackler, I certainly think that he's as good a bet as a guy like Rivers or like a Manny Lawson to start in that strong side spot. And if you can imagine a linebacker front of Brandon Spikes, who is actually our highest rated run defending linebacker for the last 2 seasons, and Kiko Alonso and Nigel Bradham, I think the Bills have a really good chance of turning around that run defense that hasn't really been so great in the last few years.
In fact, in your article, you say the Bills could have the NFL's best front 7 defensively this year. You believe that?
Yeah, I absolutely do. The thing with the Bills is that you look at their roster, and there just aren't a ton of holes. And some people will stop and say, oh, well, you know, look at their record, and they'll be easy to dismiss them. But they've done a good job of building up young talent. I've got, I love a lot of the free agency signings that they've done in the past couple of years. Jerry Hughes was actually, he had the best pass rush productivity for any starting three, four outside linebacker last season. So a guy like that, they picked up for not a big contract and comes in and contributes. I mean, that's a good sign for their defense. I absolutely think the Bills, I think their problem is mostly, at the big skill positions, obviously quarterback, where they still, they have a lot of questions there with EJ Manuel. But I look at the rest of the roster, and, aside from that, they've got a lot of talent. I definitely think that front seven can be one of the best in the league.
And that's what drives Bills fans crazy around here, as you might imagine, Pete, because they do see very few holes on the roster. They do see talent kind of spread out now almost evenly around the roster. It pretty much is just the quarterback's got to produce now. Would you agree?
Yes, I definitely think so. And EJ Manuel, we were looking at him, and unfortunately, just looking, there was not a lot for him to hang his hat on last year. He was one of our lowest graded quarterbacks. He was near the bottom of the league in accuracy percentage. He didn't throw the ball deep that often. The Bills kind of kept it short. I think that's a big reason why they got Sammy Watkins in the draft, because he's such a good short yardage, yards after catch receiver. I think EJ Manuel is about 70% of his passes were within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage. So it's not like he was even airing it out there, but he's going to have to take a lot of steps forward to show some promise this year. But like I said, the rest of the roster, there's a lot to like there.
Pete Demolitis on the line with us, Pro Football Focus analyst and writer. And you, in fact, had a tweet about the Bills yesterday or today about screen passes. You pointed out that the Bills attempted only 6 screen passes to wide receiver this year. And you're wondering, probably rightfully so, whether they should not do more of that now with Sammy Watkins. That's almost one of his specialties, what he did at Clemson.
Oh, absolutely. And, that's why you can see why they trade up for a guy like Sammy Watkins, because he had that ability that I think went above what the other guys had, the other draft prospect receivers. I mean, his ability after the catch, it's not his physique. He's not an especially tall receiver, but his ability to just produce that when he has the ball in his hands. I think the Bills, that's why they got him, and they'd be crazy not to take advantage of that.
Hey, Pete, a couple of other secret superstars that you wrote about I want to ask you about. And when you say they're under the radar, guys, you're right. You named Cleveland nose tackle John Hughes as one of your secret superstars. Tell us about him.
Yeah, a guy like John Hughes, he was one of the best run-defending interior linemen as far as our grades go last year. He's the kind of guy who, you look at the Browns roster, they've got some bigger names there with a Phil Taylor or a Tiva Rubin, but John Hughes is another one of those guys who this is the same thing that goes along with Bradham. These guys who are great run defenders, it's just oftentimes it doesn't show up in the stats. It's not going to get you a highlight on SportsCenter, but those plays matter. When they take on a blocker, when they're disrupting the backfield and forcing the running back to take a loss. I mean, that those plays add up. So it's not the sexy play, but it matters just as much as a lot of the other ones out there.
And Seattle, corner on a defense, in particular a secondary loaded with some big-name performers, you've got cornerback Byron Maxwell as your secret superstar for the defending Super Bowl champions. Tell us about him.
Oh, yeah. You think it'd be impossible to fly under the radar when you're a member of the Seahawks secondary, but it seemed that people didn't realize that how good Byron Maxwell was down the stretch last year. Richard Sherman was absolutely shut down, basically till the second half of the season into the playoffs. I think his quarterback rating was below 10 allowed, which is absolutely insane. But Maxwell was, below 50. He was in the 40s. So it's funny because everyone says, oh, you can't throw at Sherman. But, if the Seahawks have a not great cornerback on the other side, then quarterbacks would just be able to pick on them. But they would look to pick on Maxwell and just have as little success as they did when they were throwing at Sherman. So, I mean, him being able to be that shutdown corner for his left side of the field was just, I mean, that's something that really just turned a very, very good Seattle defense into an all-time historic one. So, yeah, I mean, he had a great great finish of the season.
Hey, Pete, one thing I've noticed about ProFootballFocus.com in the last few months is that even though we're so far removed from the 2013 season, the analysis goes on. I've read some pretty interesting stories that you and your colleagues have written about last year. Obviously, you have more time to dive into the numbers and the analysis that's been done, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, during the season, you almost feel like we should have 2 weeks between games because we're pouring through. We're spending hours and hours looking at film, and you know, we're putting our picks out there on Monday, doing our checks and everything. And before you know it, everyone's like, "Okay." I feel like today's immediate gratification society, as sports fans, we see the game on Sunday, we finish digesting on Monday, and by Tuesday, everyone's like, "Okay, who we got next week?"
Yeah.
So it's nice to be able to kind of have a little decompression time to sit back and take a deeper dive into the numbers and kind of figure out why what happened did happen.
Yeah, in fact, I just relived the experience of last fall, the last two falls, waiting patiently on Tuesdays for the refocus of the previous week's Bills game to come out. I mean, I find it indispensable when you look at, you know, the snap counts and the grades. You don't always have to agree with the grades, but it's good to see sort of a quantification of what just went on a couple of days before.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we always say. You know, none of us at Pro Football Focus, even our CEO, Neil Hornsby, he'll tell you that the grades aren't, 100% gospel. You'll look at our Pro Bowl teams, and we'll put a guy like a Joe Hayden or a Keenan Lewis in there, and they weren't among our top five or six graded cornerbacks, but you look at it and you see the grade, and then you realize that you take into account other things like the responsibilities they have, and what the coach are asking them to do, and who they're doing it against, and that's how you get a more well-rounded opinion of a player. So I love it when people are quoting our grades, but it's always like you look at our grades and you want to also use some critical thinking there and form an opinion of your own.
Well, it's a great website. It's great work on the Secret Superstars. Pete, thank you very much for coming on the air with us tonight to talk about it.
Yeah, no problem, John. Thanks for having me on.
Pete Demolitis, he is an analyst and writer for ProFootballFocus.com. And among the many things up on their website these days, Secret Superstars, under the radar players. And for the 2014 Bills, Pete Demolitis and ProFootballFocus.com project that linebacker Nigel Bradham is a secret superstar. You can read all about it at ProFootballFocus.com. They've even incorporated some video from some of Bradham's plays last year.